Thank you for tuning into the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra, and I will be serving as your accountability coach as you embark on this journey towards purpose. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to motivate you, and I'm here to make sure that you fulfill the God-given purpose and destiny over your life. Now, if you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, rate the podcast as you see fit. And let's get into today's episode. What's up, beautiful people? I pray you all are doing amazingly, if amazingly is actually a word, but I pray you all are doing well. Listen, I'm really excited about today's episode because I feel like we all need some sort of a reality check. We need some, you know, butt spankings. We just need to get it together. One of the things that I've just been realizing or noticing amongst my peers and even within myself is that a lot of us have lost sight of the actual vision. We're doing things aimlessly. We're moving about life with no direction, no guidance. We're just doing things that don't make sense. And what I remember a lot of us did at the beginning of the year, and we do this typically every year, we sit with ourselves, we sit with God, and we ask God to help us create goals for the year. You know, there's a scripture that says God gives us the desires of our hearts, which means that he is indeed the one who gives us those desires. So there are some desires that God has placed on our hearts at the beginning of the year. And now we're in October. We're 10 months past that specific start of the year. And what do we have to show for it? If there are goals that are still unchecked, that were meant to be checked off in Q1, Q2, Q3, what is your excuse? What is the reason why certain things have not gotten done? And the one thing that just keeps coming down to that, what the main answer is, we've lost sight of the vision. We've lost sight of the vision. Habakkuk 2 verse 2 says, write the vision and make it plain. We haven't made it plain. We may have written the vision, but how we put it up in a way or in a place that we're constantly reviewing it. Is it on our phone? Is it something that we speak every single day? You know, this podcast is big on declaring and decreeing, because when you decree a thing, it's indeed established. But instead of decreeing that vision that we've said, we're decreeing things in quotes and memes that we're seeing on social media, things that don't even align with the purpose and the plans that God has had for us. So I want us to really take this week to reflect. Reflect on your past activities. Reflect on things that you've done. Reflect on distractions. Reflect on things that have been working well, things that haven't been working well. And really make sure you hammer in on whether or not what it is that you have been doing has been aligning with the vision or not. As I mentioned in all these episodes prior, this is not the season to waste time. This is not the season to remain idle. There are certain things that God is truly trying to release and do in this time. And he can only do that when he has our focus and when our focus remains on him and the vision. So as we literally take a step back and reflect on what it is that we have done, begin to literally fill in those gap areas, realign yourself in a way and position yourself in a way that moves towards that vision that you've set out for. Listen, God is a merciful God. Yes, we may have a little under 3 months left, but that's more than enough for God to still move. But what he needs is a yielded heart. What he needs is a heart that is disciplined. What he needs is a heart that is indeed focused. Listen, one of the things that I always think about is, am I giving God a return on his investment? What was his investment? I'm his investment. God didn't have to create me. God didn't have to wake me up every morning. But I believe that because I am indeed alive today, that there is a reason that I am supposed to be here. There is a return that I'm supposed to give back to God in exchange for his life that he's granted inside of me, in exchange for his breath, in exchange for his salvation. But what have I been giving God a return? Or am I in the negatives? Am I one of those bad stocks? Okay, let's not even talk about the stock market right now, but you know, God is good. Okay, God is good. Have we given God a return on his investment? Have we showed God how grateful we are to live and exist each day? there are many, many people, people in the news, famous people, people that are close to us that are dying. Yet we have the opportunity to live. We have been granted another opportunity to pursue that very thing that God has for us. Now, again, take this time to realign and reposition yourself back to focus. We need to get it together. Focus, our vision needs to be the number one priority in this season. So if you're trying to figure out, well, I don't remember, I don't know, this is why this is the one thing I love God, because God is a God of second chances. In the Bible, he gave Moses the Ten Commandments. But once he gave Moses the Ten Commandments, Moses ended up dropping them. He ended up ripping away the notebook. He ended away never looking back at the notebook with the plans. He broke it. He dropped it. But what did God do? God gave them to him again. So we can ask God, Lord, what is that vision? I don't remember. I'm having trouble focusing. I'm having trouble realigning. I need your help. I need your assistance. And God will indeed give that to you. God will literally shift you back to focus. He will get you back in check. Whatever it is that he wants you to do, just know that he's already released the resources, the network, the mindset, the strategy for you to do so. And if you are someone who just needs help with scheduling, with strategizing, you have all these different goals, but you need help prioritizing, send me a message. All of my details are in the description note. Let's hop on a call. Let's strategize. Let's brainstorm together, because we need to stop burdening God's heart and not pursuing after the very things that God's called us to do. God's sick of us being broke. God's sick of us not, you know, operating at our maximum capacity, our maximum potential. Let's get it together. Let's get back to focus, and let's stop being lazy, procrastinating, and let's begin to give God a return on his investment. And you know, I'm not going to end this episode without declaring and decreeing. So repeat after me. I declare that I am a woman of vision. I will pursue and I will execute God's vision for my life by any means necessary. I won't allow distractions or any external hindrances to deter me from the vision. I am an overcomer. All right, beautiful people, with that being said, be blessed. I pray you all have a great week, and let's get it together. See ya. This podcast is sponsored by The PM Plug, your one-stop shop for all things project management. So if you're that person who is struggling with productivity, if you're someone who's also been interested in pursuing a career as a PM, if you're even someone who's looking to get a PMP certification, then this is your go-to resource. And if you want to learn more information, click the link in the bio and sign up to receive access to our newsletter and different offerings shortly. Stay tuned for the next episode.